take a look in the Ramban, the end of Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Ches. Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Ches. Shmos, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Ches. So the Ramban's commenting on the pasuk of Vigata Levincha Bayomu Huleimu Bav Vozeh Osa Hashem Li B'Tzeisim Mitzrayim. Bav Vozeh She'Osa Hashem Li B'Tzeisim Mitzrayim. V'Chein V'Hodat Alehem Es HaDerech Yelchuva V'Rabim Kein. So the Mefarshei Ramban elaborate. I mean, Ramban indicates pretty clearly. Ramban wrote very, very compactly, very bekitzer. Right here he does give more of an indication. He says that derech hamikra'o, sometimes that the shin, which is a shin, is assumed, but not actually put in the pasuk. So the way the pasuk should be understood is Bav Vozeh She'osa Li Hashem B'Tzeisi Mimitzrayim, and that's what the Ramban is saying. So too the pasuk, when Yisro says to Moshe Avenu, V'Hodat Alehem Es HaDerech, the pasuk clearly means it's HaDerech She'Yelchuba. Right? You'll inform them. You'll teach them the derech that they should follow. So the shin is understood, and the Ramban says that that's a commonplace in Lashon Mikra. So too, the pasuk should be understood. Bav Vozeh She'osa Hashem Li B'Tzeisim Mitzrayim. Yomar. So then, what is the pasuk meaning? What is the father telling the son in terms of the Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Bav Vozeh She'osa Hashem Li B'Tzeisim Mitzrayim, ani oved es avoda azos. Because of this, the Ramban will explain shortly what the this is. Because of this, which Hashem performed on my behalf when I left Mitzrayim, that's why I'm being Ovid as Avodah Azos. Ki inyan she'omer lamata al ken ani zaveach l'Hashem kol peterechem. Ve'omer zeh. What is the zeh referred to, and why is it expressed b'loshen zeh? Kloma tagid lo masha ato roe be'inecha o masha ato ra'isa, probably, no? Yeah, b'tua ra'isa. Kloma tagid lo zeh sha'ato ra'isa be'inecha sha'osa Hashem l'cha b'tzeischa mi'mitzrayim. Right? So zeh, this, means that you're specifying something, right? Take this sefer, right? So it's munach lefanecha, right? Like Chazal darshan and zakeli vanveyu that kaviyochol that ras hashivcha al hayom that the kaviyochol they saw Hakadosh Baruch Hu and were pointing at Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the mashmas of zeh is. So here too, the Torah references the miracles of Mitzrayim b'loshon zeh. Because the mitzvah is to tell the son what you yourself witnessed. Bavo zeh sha'ato ra'isa. Bavo zeh. I mean, the speaking to the door who are going to leave Mitzrayim. So you'll tell them, bavo zeh, for this which you witnessed with your eyes, that's the background to mitzvahs, to havodah hazos. That's how the Ramban teaches. The Rambam writes in Perek Zayin of Chometz Matzah, Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Sase shall tell the Sapa Benisim in the Flos, Shanasa Lavasen Bimitzvah, Bilal Chamishasa Benison, Shanam Azocha Seyam Azeh, Sheyatzasa Mimitzvah. So for the Rambam, when following Chazal, speak of Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim, so it's as it were Chesur Mechzor V'Hochi Katane. It means Sipu Nisa Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's not to narrate a story of an exit. It's just we were slaves in Mitzrayim and then we left Mitzrayim. It's the Sapa Benisim and the Flos. It's the nisim and the flaws which one is supposed to be mesaper. Where did the Rambam get that hagdara from? So in Parshas Vaschanan, L'charetz Mefurash, right? This is the fourth of the Keneged Abba Banim Divrei Torah in terms of where they appear in the Chumash. Ki yesh alcha vincha mocha leimon in Vaschanan Perek Vav Pasuk Chaf. Ki yesh alcha vincha mocha leimu amoha edos v'achukim v'mishpotim v'shetziv v'ashem alkeinu eschem v'amato levincha avodim ayin lefaru v'mitzvayim v'yotzienu Hashem v'mitzvayim b'yon chazaka v'yiten Hashem osos u'mofsim gedolim v'roim v'mitzvayim b'faru v'chavesa leinenu. So the answer to the Ben Chacham is you tell them about the osos u'mofsim. The pasuk is mefurish, like the Rambam says. Yor Chazaka L'char also implies nisim and aflos. So the way the Ramban learns pshat in Bav or Zeh, L'char aligns the pasuk in. Of the Higanat Levincha with the Pasuk here in the Psukim here in Voschanan, in terms of the focus being on the Nisim. Because the Bav was Zeh, the Zeh refers to the Nisim which you experience. Vamata Levincha, excuse me, Vigata Levincha Beyem Aleimu, Bav was Zeh, because of the Nisim that you experience, She'osa Hashem, that Hashem performed, Pesach Mitzrayim. That's what this is all about. That's what the whole Seder is about. So it aligns in terms of again that focus on the Nisim and the flows. Now, the Ramban's Taich, I don't know here. The next is Shalom B'Iyun Haroi. Doesn't mean this was being a boy. It just means that the next is Vatai Shalom being a boy. Not to make the wrong diak. Now the Ramban is very consciously, obviously, the way he's teaching the pasuk. So Rashi comments on the pasuk of Bav Ozeh. So Rashi says, Bav Osha Akaye Mitzvosav, Kigon Pesach Matzo Umora Halalu. So for Rashi, the word Bav means for the sake of, right? And therefore it has a future connotation. If you're doing for the sake of something, it means to achieve a certain result. So Bav was for the sake of. And for the Ramban, Bavor is because of, and because of that it has a past connotation. But presumably the Ramban doesn't mean that Bavor always or exclusively means because of. So let's say, for instance, you have... back in Sefer Bereishis in Parshas Vayera. Vayom Avimelech al Avram, El Avraham, Mo Heina Sheva Kvasa Sa'ela, Sheyitzavta Levadona. Perek Chof Aleph, Psukim Chof Tes and Lamed. Vayomer, Ki Es Sheva Kvasa Os Tikach Miyadi, Ba'avur, Tihiali La'edo, Ki Chofarti Sabe'er Hazos. So Avraham Avinu says to Avimelech, you should take these seven sheep, Ba'avur, Tihiali La'edo. So here the Chavit Ba'avur certainly is future oriented, right? It's not because of, it means for the sake of. So that will serve as, that will be that your way of acknowledging. And it's, I'm presenting these Sheva Kvasos as representing my ownership by virtue of the fact that I dug the be'er. So ba'avur certainly means for the sake of. It's similar to Rashi's taich of ba'avur here in Parshas Bo. So I don't know. So maybe the pshat is according to the Ramban. It goes both ways. The ba'avur can mean because of l'sha'ava, or it can mean for the sake of in the future. And it's not that it's a kasha. It's not an either or proposition. Seems like Unculus uses Bedil in Aramaic the same way, to have both meanings. Because here in Vayera, Unculus says, Bavo tia li le'edo Bedil de sehe li le'sahadu. And then in the next pasuk in Parshas Bo, the one after we got into the Vincha, V'hoyu l'cho le'os al yodacho le'zikaron me'ne'necho le'ma'an tihiyat haras Hashem b'ficha. So the man clearly means in order that. Again, it means future, right? In order that by doing this, by having the tefillin la'osa yodchol zikon ben enacha, it will achieve. So Unkelus says bedil also. Okay, so the same way the Unkelus says bedil in Aramaic, I can have both mashmoyos. So mustam, that's what you have to say according to the Ramban on Ba'avur. What does it mean here in Lech Lecha? Imina achos yod l'man yitav li va'avurech v'cho yisa nafshi b'glalech. That's what Avraham Avinu says right before Sheni. And then the second pasuk after Sheni, the third pasuk after Sheni, ula Avraham heitiv ba'avura. So it could be going to Rashi and has both meanings also. And the Machlok is Rashi and the Ramban here is not how to is not based on the semantics of the word Ba'avur. It's independent of that. And here also, La'avam Hetiv Ba'avura sounds like on account of Sarah, because of Sarah, right? Because of his Yechus, that he's her brother. V'avosenu doshu ki a different pshat in Zeh. Zeh doesn't refer to the miracles you experienced, but V'avosenu doshu ki al matzu umoro shemu nochem lefonacha yirmos. V'yitochen sheyesh shi'uro, that according to Chazal, the way you touch the posuk, v'yigarta levincha, Bavu ze osa Hashem li betzesim in Mitzrayim, klomar, kach v'kach osa Hashem li, ki milas bavu tishamesh gam be'etzem inyan, kimo bavu hayalit chai, tzomis, v'tevk, enu beglal. So the man says that Bavur can also mean, again, a third meaning, neither for the sake of nor because, not a causal, not that range of meaning, but kach v'kach. So we'll come back to this. Rabbi Avraham, Amar Ibn Ezra says, Omer ki bavu zeh shani oseh v'ovi lefana v'achilas ha-pesach v'hamatzo osa Hashem lib osos ad shahotzionim im Mitzrayim. which seems to be along the lines of Rashi, no? Bavozeh, for the sake of this, ki bavozeh shani osev ovi the funa b'achilas ha-pesach v'hamatzah, osa Hashem li osos acho tzianim mi mitzrayim. So why does he quote it from the Ibn Ezra, not from Rashi, if that's what it means? I don't know. Seems to be the same as what Rashi said. I don't know Tzarchi and why he identifies it with the Ibn Ezra. Okay, we'll stop here.